say Sybil Shepherd.
Whoa.
So, you guys in the movie, or you just really paranoid?
Hey, Sal. Jerry wants to know if the monkey's ready for the subway stunt.
Excuse me. Jerry is the director. Which one's he?
One in the director's chair.
Gotcha. Thebes, walk with me.
Okay. How come I'm walking with you?
Well, we're just going over here so that we can get away from the horrible flesh-eating virus. For the love of God, woman, listen to me. Is he looking?
We've got a problem.
Hi. Tell me.
I can't do Chrissy's makeup. She refuses to acknowledge that she has a mustache.
Is it bad?
It looks like one of her eyebrows fell down.
Got it.
Now, unless someone convinces her to let me bleach it, Jean-Claude Van Damme's going to be making out with Gabe Kaplan.
I'll talk to her.
I hate actors.
Nice camouflage, man. For a minute there, I almost didn't see you.
Excuse me.
Nah.
Is your name Chandler?
Yes, it is.
Chandler Bing.
Do you know me, or are you just really good at this game?
I'm Susie Moss. Fourth grade, glasses. I used to carry around a box of animal crackers like a purse.
Susie Moss? Right, yeah, wow. You look... great job growing up.
It's nice to see you're not still wearing that denim cap with all the little mirrors on it.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, I graduated fourth grade and realized I wasn't a pimp.
Remember the class play? You pulled up my skirt and the entire auditorium saw my underpants.
Yes, back then I used humor as a defense mechanism. Thank God I don't do that anymore.
So, what have you been doing since childhood?
Well, I got a new belt.
I wondered. Oh my God. Jean-Claude Van Damme. I didn't know he was in this movie. He is so hot.
You think?
The muscles from Brussels. Wham, bam, Van Damme. Did you see Time Cop?
No. Was he any good in it?
Rachel, he like totally changed time.
Wow. So why don't you go talk to him?
Oh, yeah.
What? So you go over there, you tell him you think he's cute? What's the worst that could happen?
He could hear me.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm doing it for you.
Oh, Rachel, don't you dare. Don't. Tell him I cook.
Excuse me.
Hi.
Hi.
This is going to sound kind of goofy, but my friend over there, who cooks, by the way, she thinks you're cute.
You don't think I'm cute?
I don't know. Do you think you're cute?
Okay, we're kind of getting off the track here. I was supposed to come here and tell you my friend thinks you're cute. So what should I tell her?
You can tell her I think her friend is cute.
Stephen Hers was the kid who would eat anything for money. Mm-hmm. David Stein was the guy who had no elbows.
Okay, well then, who was the kid that got caught masturbating?
Okay, that's not what he was doing, all right? He was looking for his bus money.
Makeup!
Oh, that's when I gotta go.
Okay.
So listen, how many times am I gonna have to touch you on the arm before you ask me on a date?
Well, let's try one more. There you go. Say Ernie's 8 o'clock.
I'll be there. And who knows, if things go well, maybe this time I'll get to see your underwear.
No one was around to hear that?
So what'd he say?
Ah, what a jerk. I kept talking about you, and he kept asking me out. I mean, naturally, you know, I said no.
Well, thanks anyway.
He just kept asking
asking.
Rachel, if you want to go out with him, you can. I mean, sounds like a big jerk to me, but that's what you want to do.
John Claude, she said yes! I'll see you tonight! Thank you.
And then, John Claude took me to that place, Crossroads, and that's where we hung out with Drew Barrymore.
Ooh. Oh, man, she's so smoking. She's got the greatest set of... No guys around, huh?
Does anybody need anything?
Oh, I'll have an espresso. Oh, actually, I'll get it. If I ask you to, you'll probably end up drinking it yourself.
That is so unfair.
I know. Oh, like you would drink her coffee after what you did to her with Van Damme?
Hey, Joey, I have to cancel racquetball for tonight. That was Marcel's trainer. He's going to let me have him for a couple of hours.
You're blowing me off for a monkey?
Hey, we can reschedule for Saturday.
Yeah, unless you hook up with a bunch of pigeons.
Hey, stick a fork in me. I am done.
Stick a fork what?
Like when you're cooking a steak.
Oh, okay, I don't eat meat.
Well, then how do you know when vegetables are done?
Well, you don't. You eat them and you can tell.
Okay, then eat me. I'm done. I've met the perfect woman.
What?
Okay, we're sitting on her couch, we're fooling around, and then suddenly she turns to me and says, do you ever want to do it in an elevator?
Oh, my God. What did you say?
I believe my exact words were, Fleinston. I mean, I didn't know what to say. How do you know if you want to do it on an elevator?
Oh, you just know.
Shoot, we gotta go. Got a reservation in 30 minutes.
Oh, no. You see, what I had planned shouldn't take more than 2-3 minutes tops.
200 seconds of passion. We gotta go. But, here's an idea. Have you ever worn women's underwear?
Well, yes, actually. But, they were my Aunt Edna's. And there were three of us in there.
Well, I was thinking it would be, kind of sexy if you wore mine tonight at dinner.
You want me to wear your panties?
Could you?
Well, if I was wearing your underwear, then, what would you be wearing? You're swell.
Okay, got the music, got the dinner. Oh, and check it out, I made Marcel's favorite dish, banana cake.
Ooh.
With mealworms.
Yeah. candle. What do you think's gonna happen here tonight?
Hello. Oh, hi. Are you on your way over? Oh. No, I understand. I mean, a monkey's got to work. No, it's no big deal. It's not like I had anything special planned, you know. Yeah, okay. Okay, bye.
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah?
You feel that?
What?
Did we pass the moment where we should have stopped holding hands?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Rachel, why don't you start talking first?
All right. I feel that this is totally unjustified. She gave me the green light. I did nothing... Do you think I can't see you in the TV set?
All right, Monica, if there is something that you would like to share...
You know, you had no right to go out with him.
That is the most ridiculous...
You sold me out!
I did not sell
you
out!
Yes, you did!
You absolutely sold me!
Would you let me talk?
Did you just flick me?
Okay, well, you wouldn't let me finish, and I was just...
Ow, that hurt!
Quit flicking!
Ow, you stop flicking! You flicked me first!
Ow, get it!
Ow!
Oh, all right, okay.
Like my bitches.
Thanks for letting me tag along tonight, you guys.
Forget about it.
How you doing there, Squirmy?
I'm hanging in. And a little out.
So, assistant to the director. That's a really exciting job. I mean, you must have a ton of cool responsibility.
I have nothing to do with casting.
So what are you guys going to eat?
How come all I can think about is putting that ice in my mouth and licking you all over?
Because I went to an all-boys high school and God is making up for it?
I want you right here, right now.
Right now, right here? Don't you think we're in kind of a public play? They do have the shrimp.
Meet me in the bathroom.
I'm going to the bathroom now.
He likes to keep us in the loop.
Come on. I can't believe we're doing this.
All right, mister. Let's see those panties.
All righty.